You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, good morning, good afternoon and good evening, wherever you are in the world. Hello and welcome to the Saturday, the 25th of August edition of EV News Daily. It's Martin Lee here with the news you need to know about electric cars and the move towards sustainable transport. And occasionally, on a Saturday, I like to pause the news for a day and bring you an interview or a behind-the-scenes look at the world around electric transport. We call them our Saturday specials. And today, we're going to head to Yorkshire in England to talk about converting classic cars to EV power. E-Dub Trips is a company that started off converting their very first van, their VW camper van, from one of those petrol-powered classic VW campers to a state-of-the-art EV, combining the iconic classic styling with cutting-edge electric technology. You get that desirable camper lifestyle with no fuel costs and zero emissions. You can hire it out from these guys and go on little holidays, weddings, road trips, things like that. It features a best-selling battery packs from the Nissan Leaf in their latest concoction, which is conversions of old cars and giving those classic campers many decades of extra life, well beyond what a simple engine upgrade could possibly give you. We've got lots of things to ask about converting in general classic cars to EV power. It's a topic that's been in the news lately, with Jaguar confirming that their E-Type will be going into production with I-Pace technology and even conversions as well, which is entirely reversible, they say, to maintain the integrity of it being a classic Jaguar E-Type, but with an electric powertrain inside. So let's find all about converting those classic VW campers to EV power. Joined on the line today by Kit Lacey. Hello, Kit.
Thank you. Very welcome. Cheers, Martin.
We want to find out more about converting classic cars, reusing old parts, and how people can get a taste of those for maybe a little weekend trip to begin with. So tell us a little bit more about, let's start off, let's set the table. Tell me about E-Dub Trips, which is your company and what you're all about.
So E-Dub Trips was an idea that popped into my head about 5 years ago, and it came from the simple thought process of is it possible to combine kind of classic vehicles such as iconic VW campervans with modern electric vehicle technology? And after a reasonable conversation with my my mum, who's a business partner, she's also a kind of engineer within electric vehicle management, bits and pieces like that, a lecturer up at Teesside University, we came to the conclusion, yeah, it's probably possible, so why don't we give it a go? So E-Dub Trips was born in 2013 with the ambition for it to be a very unique experience business for people to be able to hire kind of traditional classic camper vans, but with a 21st century twist of it being completely 100% electric drive.
Now, we live down on the south coast of England, actually somewhere called Poole, which is kind of full of surfers. My wife is a frustrated surf chick and has always wanted to hire a classic VW camper van to maybe drive around the southwest of England or something. And then we'll see one on the side of the road, the air-cooled engine, not coping very well with the summer heat. And of course, this solves the big problem of how do we go away in a classic camper van and be totally sure that the drivetrain isn't going to overheat. So really, this is the perfect vehicle. Did you have any hesitation? Was it always going to be right? We're doing the camper.
No, there was no hesitation at all. It was that, like I said, it's that iconic thing. And you've hit the nail on the head there, is that the classic camper is somewhat of a kind of pipe dream for a lot of people. And I think a lot of people approach it with maybe a little bit of naivety and expect it to be, you know, completely rosy and everything's beautiful. But interesting conversations at the VW Festival in Harewood at the weekend. And a lot of people have that mindset of, actually, if it doesn't break down at the side of the road, then I haven't got an excuse to put the kettle on. It's almost part of the DNA of owning one. But yeah, you're exactly right. It kind of slips people's minds slightly with the romantic idea of a camper. But yeah, swapping the entire engine drivetrain system for electric means you're going to have to find other excuses to pull over and pop the kettle on.
Okay, so lots of people listening to the podcast really interested in things like conversions and electric powertrains, not just buying a new car, but it's the whole part of the ecosystem that people who listen to this show are really curious about. So, as an expert, you've been doing this for 4 or 5 years almost. Take us back to the beginning. You start with a donor vehicle. How do you choose that? And then what happens next?
So from our perspective, I'm big into electric vehicle technology. We own a Leaf, the wife and I, and then my parents own a Kia Soul, a BMW i3. So we're thoroughly on board with that. But I do appreciate that the adoption for kind of a day-to-day running vehicle is a bit of a mindset to really switch on. Whereas a camper van, a classic camper van, I think just works. It's just that idea of you've got a classic vehicle that's not, it wasn't built for motorways. It wasn't built for massively long journeys, as you said, you know, having to pull over and cool down. It's built for exploring. It's built for pottering around the countryside. So to tailor that with an electric drive is perfect, because you've got your power. You're not having to go, hundreds of miles at a time. You're stopping over and you're plugging in. Electricity is at your campsites. You're already plugging in as you would normally. And so from our perspective of looking at vehicles, the classics are the best. Classics work perfectly, especially VWs, which are so infinitely customizable. So we literally look for a solid body. That's all we really care about. The vehicle that we started with, which we call Indy, she's actually from the States. So she's a left-hand drive conversion. She was a shell when we bought her. She was very solid bodywork, and that was it. No engine, no windows, no interiors, no nothing. But that for us is absolutely perfect.
Oh, literally. So no interior and all those kind of things. So what, do you start again, or do you look to refurb original parts? How do you do that?
So from our perspective, we wanted to make something truly unique. And so having a camper van that was a blank canvas was perfect for that. The camper van that you see on our website, we were able to create something that we really wanted to from scratch. In terms of from the conversion perspective, so when someone comes to us, we get kind of part and part of people who come to us with no vehicle and just a nice idea. And some people who've got a vehicle themselves and they say, how can we put electric into this? We completely go by the customer. So because it's so infinitely customizable, it's really straightforward. It's simply a case of, well, what do you want? And let's work it out, because we've got so many contacts, both within the camper van industry of people who can do those jobs, but also, as you said, being specialists within the electric vehicle conversion market, anything's possible, really.
Okay, so we start with a donor vehicle, and out of that comes the combustion engine, even if it comes with one. Not gonna need that. So out comes the engine. Out comes what else? Transmission, or do you use that?
So in our current vehicle, we have used the original transmission for a couple of reasons. One, it was a bit easier just to bolt a motor straight onto the existing gearbox. And then secondly, it kind of keeps a bit of nostalgia of having to mix through the gears as you're driving along, and generally does give better range. So for our first vehicle, we thought, let's get the most range out of this as possible when we started the conversion. So we kept the transmission, which gives you better performance within energy usage.
So one of the things about electric vehicle conversions is the parts that go into them. So is there a preference from your perspective? Is it that you would look for an old Nissan Leaf Leaf, you know, do you feel good about finding a Nissan Leaf that's maybe been in a crash, but you can reuse the motor? Or is it preferable, like, we want to start with new motor, new batteries, all those kind of things?
The packages that we have available from Nissan are brand new kits that haven't been used. Kind of second-hand ones, so test models, as you say, are ones that have been in accidents, where the batteries are absolutely fine, but the vehicle's in pieces. Those are available. They, again, from a production point of view, they're a little bit harder to come by. So they appear kind of as and when every now and then. So to rely on that as a pipeline product, and really it's not saving you tons of cash, so it's saving you some money but not loads. So from my perspective, I would say put in a little bit more money, make sure you're getting kind of brand new and keeping that reliability and the kind of lifespan of the batteries through the as long as possible.
This kind of work at the moment, and it always will be, all conversion stuff, it is very labor intensive. Obviously the more you do, the more you learn, and the quicker you can get it. If somebody was listening right now and thought, oh, I'd like to buy one of those, is it kind of prohibitively expensive to buy one? Is it more something that people should hire for the weekend and have the experience?
It depends on your mindset of what you're trying to achieve, I suppose. If it's one of those, I would love one, which is a lot of people's perspective. And they've actually, you know, they've had a little think about it and they go, no, genuinely, you know, we've got space on the drive. We could take it away for, quite a few weekends a year, or sounds like your wife would take it surfing. There's loads of options there. So then it's thinking about, okay, so I've thought about actually accommodating a classic vehicle into my life, as it were. Going towards buying one, like we've got on the website. So configuring one from scratch is a really good option. The hire thing is something that we specialize in. So our camper van is the only all-electric classic camper van to hire in the world, which is quite unique. So if it's something where people are thinking, do you know what, I love this idea, but I'd love to try it, you know, just to get a little taste of this, sure, come for a hire, check on the website, the availability is all on there, come up and see us up in North Yorkshire and take it out for a spin, because it's really great fun.
So using this, so we've got the classic camper shell that you then put this new drivetrain into, we're using Nissan Leaf 24 kilowatt hour battery and parts for, well-proven technology, I should add as well. It's been around for a very long time and many millions of miles under its belt from a technology point of view. Someone who's never driven an EV before, but they think, you know what, let's hire an electric camper van for the weekend. What are the things that they need to bear in mind using that 24 kilowatt hour Leaf stuff? So how far between charges, what kind of performance are they going to get out of it?
Driving the classic camper van, it's that best mix of both worlds, is you've got those iconic looks, the nostalgia that goes with one. So many of our customers, either their parents had one when they were young, or maybe even they did, or they've always loved it. So just driving around in one and everyone smiling at them and waving and being able to wave back is just so much fun. And then you combine that with something which has at least twice the horsepower of the original vehicle. So conquering the countryside is so easy. It's so straightforward. So in a way, a lot of our customers have never driven a camper van before or an electric vehicle. And that's really normal. It's almost a bit of a blessing, really, because they're not used to taking out a classic camper and having to pull over the side of the road and let it cool down, or having to approach a hill and seeing those percentage grades on the side of the road and wondering, oh, am I going to make it? Because our E-Dub will conquer it, no problem. It's more powerful than it needs to be, which again was intentional. And then in terms of driving range, so again, one of my bugbears, I suppose, with the industry is that major car manufacturers are still fixed on providing the kind of best case scenario for their vehicles. So you see this in petrol vehicles with miles per gallon. You know, no way are you ever going to achieve that miles per gallon, but they put that figure out there to kind of make it look good. And they do the same with range. So you look at buying an electric vehicle and they give you a completely over the top impossible range that's never going to be achievable. So we approach it from a very different perspective. So rather than giving you a false idea of how far you can go, we'd rather give you a minimum. So we set with our camper van, which we've been running for, started building it 4 years ago. It's been running for the last 2 years, really great. We say to our customers, it's best to plan 50 miles range per day. And that means that that accounts for any driving style. It accounts for any weather. It accounts for any size party or how much luggage you're taking. We know that it will achieve that amount of mileage per day. And then obviously you're just charging overnight. So when you arrive at the campsites, you plug in as you would as normal. And that's the best way to think about it. And our customers find that really, really good as a way of thinking about this particular vehicle.
is it the complete Leaf experience? So CHAdeMO plug, quite fast charging. Do you explain all that kind of stuff to them?
So yeah, the Leaf part, so actually, just to clarify, the Leaf system is something which we now have a partnership with. So when we started building our camper van that we use for hire, these packages weren't available. So the packages that we have available with our current vehicle to hire is still using lithium batteries. It's still got nearly the performance of a Leaf. So for the hire vehicle specifically, there's no rapid charging on there, but ultimately the places that you're going won't have rapid charging either, because where we're based is right between the North York Moors and the Yorkshire Dales. So you're off either east or west from where we are, and there aren't any rapid chargers, so you're not going to miss it. But with the new system, so with the conversion website that we launched at the weekend, we've now got those Nissan parts ready to go off the shelf, as it were. And yes, they include more power again. So by trialing our EDUB for hire, thinking about conversion, you've all got to have in the back of your mind, actually, you're going to be getting something even more powerful than what we have there. And the rapid charging is included with the new conversion packages as well.
So over the you were recently at a sort of VW festival, is that right? What's the reaction from the kind of hardcore VW fans?
So that was, yeah, I remember the first show we went to, which was, I think, last March. And that was my biggest fear, is going into one of these hardcore VW scenes and people kind of crowding round and giving us a bit of a kind of turned up nose type approach to, you can't do that to a VW. We were really surprised, both at that festival and at the one that we've just had at the weekend, of just how accommodating everyone is. People are starting to recognize that electric vehicle technology is the future. And they're starting to realize that, you know, things like Teslas and superchargers. And so it's not as strange to people as it used to be, even just a couple of years ago. I think over the full weekend, so we had half of Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. I think we had two people who were interested, but still kind of said, I'd rather keep my petrol engine. And that's fine. But it's amazing how many people who you would look at and you think, oh, yeah, they're going to be quite hardcore VW fans. They would come at you with something like, well, it's the future. It's the way everything is going to go. They're really impressed by what we're doing.
Keeping classic cars on the road is something that EV technology is excellent for. From your perspective and on a kind of general, do you think this is something that we've barely scratched the surface of in terms of taking these classic cars and giving them a whole second life?
Completely, yeah. It barely scratched the surface may even be too big a phrase for what's actually going on at the moment. There's a couple of companies around the world. So there's a couple of companies here in the UK that deal with kind of electric vehicle conversion from pre-existing vehicles. There's a company in Wales, Electric Classic Cars, and then there's Indra down south as well in Herefordshire. And there's a couple over in the States. So there's Zelectric, a couple of the companies over there. And they've caught this. They've seen that actually electric vehicle technology can go into any vehicle. And actually, the more classic it is, the better. It makes so much sense to me. So our vehicle, for example, is 45 years old. Now that it's got electric vehicle technology, there's no reason why it can't be around for another 45 years.
Well, maybe apart from the British weather isn't always too kind to metal. I mean, you got yours from America. Was it somewhere like California where it hadn't seen rain in the last 20 years?
It was from Indiana, a town called Andrews in Indiana.
So this is fascinating technology. If people just want to find out more about what you're doing, what's the best way to contact you or to learn a bit more?
So we have a couple of websites available, one specifically for our hire service and one for our kind of conversion and build service. The hire is edubtrips.co.uk and conversion edubconversions.co.uk. There's loads of info on there. And on both of those, there's really simple ways to get in touch. So drop us a line. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
On a personal note then, so what got you into driving electric cars for you and your family?
I love new technology, absolutely love it. So it's always been one of those things of, you know, if new things are coming out, if there's new kind of future stuff that's being developed, that's always been something that's been really exciting to me. And so when you start to see, you know, like the original Leaf, and you start to see the charge points along the motorways, and then you just start to, it doesn't take long to think about it and go, yeah, I can make that fit into my life without much difficulties. I also enjoy, I think, being part of fixing a problem. So when you're looking at, even with the, with, when the when the kind of electric vehicle market was very new, and there were lots of little problems with things like the charging systems and the government grants and things like that, I quite enjoyed being almost part of the ironing, you know, ironing out the creases in that process. So having to, you know, call up these companies and talk to them and say, look, this is how I see it, this is what I think we need to do, and helping with that is something that's already always been quite quite a drive for me as well, personally.
What changed when you started driving an EV? What changed for the better, and what were the compromises that you had to make?
Before an EV, we knew that our biggest journey as a family, so it's all specific, is the short answer. I wouldn't say to anybody that just in a general sense that electric vehicles are for you, and that you can take an electric vehicle and plonk it into your normal day-to-day habits and it would be absolutely perfect. Because how you drive an electric vehicle is different. I'm not saying it's worse, it is better, but it does require a bit of a brain change. But once you've got it, you've got it. And so for us, it was, we knew that our longest journey that we would ever make is, we have family actually down in Poole, where you are. We have family down there. And so we used to, when we would drive down to visit, we would stop twice on the way down. We'd stop at Leicester Forest services and we'd stop at Newbury services. And that was our route. And so we knew we couldn't take an electric vehicle until that was available and that was possible with an EV. And so basically the second generation Nissan Leaf with the 30 kilowatt hour pack did that for us perfectly. So since switching to the Leaf last September, we still do those journeys, and our journey is no different. We still stop at the same service stations, except we now plug in rather than just park up. We still spend the same amount of time in those service stations, grabbing a coffee and going to the loo and picking up some food. And then we set off again just as normal. There's literally no difference to what we do.
I think a lot of people would echo your experience. So what's next for the company and the two different companies, really, the trips and the conversions? What's on the horizon for you?
So conversions is really exciting for us right now. So hire was our kind of way into the market and our way of learning. When we set out with the company, we didn't actually expect to become kind of field experts in this. We just expected to kind of use other experts and use other people's expertise and experiences to create just a hire company. But in the end, because I think it's quite new and quite developing, we were forced to learn as we went. And so we kind of became experts in the field without really meaning to. But that's been really exciting, because we've been able to build relationships with companies to provide these parts that we've been talking about today. And so I'm really excited, because as I said, I think we've barely scratched the surface in terms of classic vehicles to electric. Every time I see a classic vehicle, not just a camper van, but any type of classic vehicle, if I like the look of it, I'll say something on the lines of, you can put batteries in that. It's just become a little catchphrase that me and my wife have as we're driving around. And so to see those vehicles and yet know that they might break down and that they might overheat and that parts are becoming less and less available makes me a bit sad. And I look at that and go, if you would just switch that for electric, the possibilities of how that can perform are endless. So our conversion service is really exciting. We'd love to have the kind of hybrid between the two, is we'd love to have little kind of franchise EDUB trip stations around the country. So we're based in North Yorkshire. I'd love to have one down with you guys in New Forest. I'd love to have one over in Cornwall, maybe Snowdonia, Northumberland, you know, anywhere there's a gorgeous national park. I would love to have a camper van, electric camper van hire company based. So we've got little franchise options available too through the website. And that's the thing that's most exciting for me, is to see these more kind of known about and used throughout the country.
I'm sure people now will be following your progress, of the thousands of people that listen around the world to the podcast, and I certainly will myself for one. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Cheers. Thanks, Martin.
Well, thank you very much to Kit and the team at EDUB Trips and EDUB Conversions for filling us in on what it's like to give those iconic VW campers, those surfer campers, a second lease of life. Well, thank you very much for listening today. I want to say a heartfelt thank you to 65 patrons of this show who keep us going, pay the bills, keep the lights on, and then we get to spread the word about EVs. Thank you particularly to those who support the podcast at $10 or more. Every Saturday, they get the bonus news episodes. They might be listening to that right now over on Patreon. Thank you, Phil Roberts, Cesar Trujillo, David Allen, Sasha Pallenberg, Damien, Louis Hopkin, Ashley Hill, Bjard Fuchstack. Hello to Chris Benson, David Prescott, John Bailey, John H. Mayer III, John Timmis, Marcel Lohmann, Matthew Ellis, Neil E. Roberts, Paul Seeger-Smith, Philippe Calvé, Rod James and Scott Callahan. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much for all of the support that you give this podcast and keeping us going. 221 previous episodes online right now. Usual podcast places, YouTube, the blog, evnewsdaily.com. If you want to download it and listen to some of the previous ones. If in return, you can do me a little mini favour and give us a rate and review on your favourite platform. It really helps out. Of course, if you want to check out the Patreon, that would be amazing. Patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. But don't feel like that's anything that you have to do. Come and say hi on the socials by searching for EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.